This week's top headline news isn't about the latest release of BlackBerry 10, at this point called 10.2.1. It's not even about the rumor that Project Nexus is going away and getting ready to be released by a line of, quote, Play Edition devices. Nor is it about Amazon breaking the gaming space with the set-top box at a very affordable price. And yet, Google and Samsung getting cozy for the next 10 years? That's still not top of the list. This week, the story that has 60% of all technologists crapping in their cornflakes is Google sells Motorola Mobility for 10% of what they bought it for. This and more on this episode of Trending Mobile Technology. Welcome back, mobile fans. It is I, Piper the DJ, one more time, bringing you another round of Trending Mobile Technology. This will be episode 72, and due to a family emergency, I'm flying solo tonight, so I hope you enjoy what I've got going on. Really quick, you can reach out to me, catch up with me on email, piperthedj@gmail.com. Look me up on Google Plus as Piper the DJ, and for the occasional tweet, you can find me on Twitter as Piper the DJ as well. As always, each and every week, we are right here on TrendingTopicsNetwork.com and jumping right into it. Earlier this week, coming straight off the CrackBerry.com website, the best place to find an Android app is BlackBerry. That's right, folks, the new BlackBerry update coming OTA 10.2.1 to a device next or near or by you will be compatible with the majority of Android APKs. Why? Because BlackBerry likes you. Many people are speculating that BlackBerry is looking to pull themselves up by the bootstraps, and the way that they can do this is to get closer to Android. Now, are they going to be snuggling up, getting buddy-buddy? No, I do not think this is a conjoined effort. However, you have to admit, those of you that are in the BlackBerry space, Mr. Old School, you especially, you have to admit that the apps aren't really there for the BlackBerry support. So, by allowing themselves to be more compatible with the Android space and the Android APKs, it broadens the spectrums. At this point in time, no reports as to the good, the bad, or the ugly concerning the situation, but I do believe that BlackBerry, as Mr. Old School has gone on the records many times to cite, is here to stay for a very long time. Now, earlier this week also, Apple had their earnings call, and, you know, 51 million new iPhones were sold in 2013. However, they have their same problem where they might have a record-breaking sales year, yet they have another disappointing statistical report. Why? Apparently somebody, some of the actuarials, the guys that take care of all the money and stuff like that, they've got their hopes set a little bit too high on the computer company. I'm not quite sure. You know, Apple, they keep coming out with these breaking devices, these top-of-the-line devices, these innovative devices, and it's not good enough for some of the other people. So what's going on? What's next for them? You know, some people are saying get back into iPods. Some people are saying they need to skip a generation, they need to bring in some more integration, bigger screens for their phones, different things like that. But you know, Apple, Samsung, solid number one, solid number two, okay? Nobody can touch them. I don't know what people are so concerned about. I mean, as far as it goes, anything that Apple puts out, there are a particular genre of individual that if it's got an Apple on it, they'll buy it. Period. iPad, iPhone, iPod. Okay? I'm not even talking about the laptops. I'm just talking about the mobile devices. I'm talking about the iOS. Okay? And I'm not saying that as a condescending thing, because being a new adopter into the iOS space, okay, there is a place for it. It's not for everybody, but those that want to utilize it have its place. Matter of fact, to be completely honest, Apple has its place in corporate America. More and more companies, with the problems that Android's running into with their security, they're turning to Apple, they're turning to the iOS, they're turning to the secure platform. Now, I've gone and talked about this a couple different times concerning Android and citing, you know, some of the different problems, you know, locking it down, not being able to lock it down, acting in a way that it's not designed to act, things of that nature. But the bottom line here, Apple is designed just to work, okay? It's not designed for the individual like me who likes to customize and fine-tune and tweak and make it do every little thing that he wants it to. But those that are in a BYOD situation where they need to have that push email, they need that push calendar, they need that push scheduler, they need those iMessaging clients, etc. This is what works. Now, what the actuarials are actually putting down on this and citing where they're still falling short still confuses me. Just the simple fact that Apple is still a dominant force when it comes to the mobile space. Now, as I did mention, I went on the books earlier in my intro. Google sold Motorola Mobility. For those of you playing the home game, if you remember, they bought the company and its entire patent portfolio for well over $12.5 billion. And they sold it for $2.9. Do the math, folks. Little under 10%. However, let's all remember, let's think about this. This is a story that caught everybody off guard. Just the simple fact that Google has been buying. They've been on a buying spree, to be honest. They went in, they bought a Digital Trends, bought Boston Dynamics, DeepMind. They've gone in and they're starting to buy up. And now they're selling Motorola Mobility after the Moto X, after the Moto G. That's a lot of people are citing that the Moto X is the best phone of 2013. The Moto G just released, very affordable, very economical. A lot of people enjoying that as well. What is Google thinking? Larry Page actually went on the books at a press conference citing, quote, "We are not equipped to handle the Motorola space." So therefore, at that point in time, they decided Lenovo, manufacturers, big manufacturers in China, okay? Lenovo, they do a lot of Chromebooks, they do ThinkPads, they do PowerBooks, a lot of laptops. They've got a couple different cell phones and stuff like that. A lot of people are, you know, the United States government saying, well, don't buy Chinese manufactured devices because they're going to be spying on you. You know, they had that great big old thing a couple months ago concerning Huawei. Newsflash. Why are we concerned about China spying on us when our own government is doing the exact same thing for no probable cause? Number one. Number two, Lenovo could very well do a really good thing with Motorola. Only time is going to tell. I'm not casting judgment on this, saying it's a good thing or bad thing yet. The one thing that I do, or actually two things that I do see coming out of this that are really good. Number one, Google kept the majority of the patents. So that means like processors, OTAs, chipsets, etc., stuff like that, still property of Google. So therefore, they can keep like lawsuit happy Apple and lawsuit happy whoever else wants to go after, like, the patent trolls and stuff like that. They can keep them at bay. Number two, Project Ara is still in the Google camp. Those of you remember this modular cell device that I was talking to you about a few weeks back? Yeah, Project Ara is still in the Google camp. So I'm actually looking forward to seeing that come to pass and see that actually pop out and see what Google is going to do with that. Now, as far as, you know, the Moto X, the Moto G, various other things of that nature, what's going to happen in the future? I don't know. I can't tell, because it was only 2 years that Google had Motorola. Now, granted, every quarter that Motorola was with Google, they lost money. It went down, 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 down. But, you know, Motorola going to China for Lenovo, is this going to be a good thing? Is this going to be a bad thing? I don't know at this point, but we shall see what we shall see. Something else coming in from Digital Trends. This article cited 28 January. I know it's a little bit old, and I'm very sorry. Quote, Amazon reportedly preparing to launch $300 Android gaming console, end quote. That's the headline, folks, and it starts like so. Online seller Amazon preparing to launch a device dedicated to gaming and entertainment. The system will reportedly run on an Android operating system and retail for around $300. Now, number one, why is Amazon doing this? Here we go. How about to stay competitive? How about to look at a corporate giant by the name of Microsoft, who's being a very dominant force when it comes to the gaming, and say, yeah, we could go for a piece of that. Number two, $300, very competitive price tag. Very, for a guy like me looking at something like this, that's pretty, you know, that's an attractive price tag. Okay, and then now think about this. Amazon, they don't have to have that high price dollar for their hardware. Think of the Kindle Fire. Okay, think of their devices. They can keep the cost low. Why? Because they're going to make their money on the back end. They're going to make their money with the ads. They're going to make their money with the bandwidth. They're going to make their money with Amazon.com, the shopping store. They're going to make their money with the Kindle app. They're going to make their money with the Amazon App Store. So they can keep that price down. Okay? Now, is it going to be proprietary? We don't know. But it is being developed by the same folks that developed the Kindle Fire. And the article finishes off, quote, at $300, Amazon has an uphill battle ahead of it. The Ouya did manage to sell out on Amazon.com, but the device itself failed to impress most customers, and it is $200 less than the reported price of Amazon's device. Amazon does have the advantage of already having an established library of media and games. So this is going to be a full-service media device. It's going to be designed to stream Amazon Prime, Amazon TV, I mean, everything. One-stop shop, sitting on top of your TV, direct line to Amazon. Now, what do we think about this? I don't know, but I've got a feeling it's going to be something that's going to be coming up very quickly, 2014. There's been a couple times, actually quite often, I've gone on the record and I've cited articles from J.R. Raphael. He's a blogger from CompuWorld, Android Power, actually. He comes up with an article citing, quote, the case against using a smartphone case. Now, pause a minute. Those of you that have been listening to me for a while, you know exactly where I'm going with this. I swear by OtterBox. I do. I mean, I work in a factory situation. My biggest pet peeve, but it's outside of people that are extremely rude, is having a device with a cracked screen. It is. I put it in a case to keep it safe. The article goes on like so. Quote, people often ask my advice on cases and protectors for Android phones. My answer is always the same. I don't use them, never have, never will. End quote. It's coming straight off the article from Mr. Raphael. Now, he is a very respected technical writer, very respected blogger. And he goes through and he refers to this as a movement called the quote-unquote naked movement. Now, before we get too far carried away with this, when I buy my devices, they go a week, maybe 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks before they go in a case. Why? Because, A, I don't have the money to replace that thing right away. B, I like to take care of my devices. And C, with as slick and shiny as a lot of those cases get, I need something that's a little bit durable. Okay? The article goes on. These days, more than ever, manufacturers put enormous amounts of thought and effort into designing mobile products. So labor over every last detail of a device, from its look to even more significant aspect of its feel, the shape, the curves, the material, the way it all comes together to feel in your hand. Now, pause. I work in a warehouse, I work in a factory, I drive a fork truck. Now, you know I carry a note too. If I put that thing in my back pocket, and I jump in and out of my fork truck a few too many times, lean against something the wrong way, or whatever have you, what's going to happen on that screen? It's going to break. That's just all there is to it. If I put it on, you know, like set it next to me on the truck or something like that, and it flies off into a wall, somebody steps on it, rolls over it with a fork truck, jumps on it, or something like that, guess what? It's going to break. Now, this blog did come around with quite a bit of controversy, and he goes into saying, sure, there's a chance something might happen to the phone, but hey, c'est la vie. Well, guess what? Hey, I don't have the money to replace the darn thing, okay? So he says again, there's a chance something's going to get spilled on my couch every day too, but I don't keep a plastic covering on it at all times. I sit on the cushy fabric and enjoy it. I wouldn't keep my fancy sports car under a thick layer of bubble wrap either. I'd drive it around like the beautiful beast it was built to be. Okay, now we're getting a little bit too carried away. Okay, couches, they have something on them called the Scotch Guard. Cars, you can put wax on them, take them to the car wash. All right? Your cell phone, you drop it one too many times, guess what? That screen's going to crack. And guess what? You're going to have to pay money to fix it. Sorry. Everybody's entitled to their own belief, entitled to their own doing. They can do whatever they want to, how they want to, and the way they want to. For me, I prefer putting my device in a case. Why? Because of the lifestyle that I put my device through on a daily basis. Now, there's a lot of people I come in contact with. They don't like cases. They prefer the flip cases. They're the thin cases, the low-profile cases, the, you know, something that's not as bulky, something not as big. It doesn't matter. Okay? That's fine. Once again, just because the words come out of my mouth doesn't mean that it's right. However, device safety, folks. It might look pretty, but how pretty is it going to look with a great big crack going through it? My personal opinion, do with it what you will. Shoot me an email. Let me know what you think, folks. Post something up on Google+, and we just might go from there. Another story coming in from Gizmodo. Haven't heard from these guys in a while. This one cited 28 January. Quote, why Google might just kill the Nexus dead. Now, this was a series of stories that came out citing that Project Nexus was going to go away and it was going to be replaced by a series of play devices. The underlying belief of this was A, to keep the Nexus project overhead low, and B, to allow manufacturers such as, at this point, HTC, Samsung, LG, and various Sony and the various other play competitors to continue to put their sauce on the devices. Good, bad, ugly. Well, see, the underlying factor of this also is once a device is signed up for the Play access as a Google Play device, the sauce, you have to be able to uninstall it. So that's something else that's looking a little bit weird. And as far as the special sauce goes, I mean, it just, I don't know. A lot of people are citing that Nexus just isn't as special as it used to be. Okay? I mean, they're up to the Nexus 5 already. two more generations and it's going to be a tablet, right? I mean, I've got a Nexus 7 2013. Mr. Old School's got a first generation Nexus 7, which, by the way, Mr. Old School, congratulations on your new Windows phone. Joe from Chicago, you tweeted out, let me know that you've got a new device too. Both of you guys are running Windows 8. I do expect full reviews in the very near future. Of course, you will be you'll be on the air with me soon enough, and we'll be able to sit down and do some spec for spec. But anyhow, Nexus. So once upon a time, Nexus phone stood alone. It was a Google pure Android flag bearer against a growing legion of phones with ugly software skins loaded with sauce. It was. I mean, it's just all there was to it. There's all these other devices. Every manufacturer has their sauce. Samsung's got it. LG's got it. Sony's got it. HTC's got it. You give me a device manufacturer that's running Android, and I will give you their sauce. It's just all there is to it. About the purest one that you're going to get will be CyanogenMod. Okay? And that's only because it's running baseline Google. But is Nexus going to go away? I sure hope not. But if Google is going to start releasing a line of Play Edition devices with the opportunity to remove the sauce, that might perk my interest. That might perk my interest a lot. And this actually goes into the last story that I've got for tonight. This one's going to take up a majority of what I got to talk about, and that is Samsung and Google getting in each other's back pockets for the next 10 years. And I'm not talking about, like, back pocket. I'm talking about where they're making an agreement. They're being nice. They're playing nice. They're not going to get upset. They're not going to get mad. They're not going to sue. But see, here's the caveat. For months, actually, I think about a year now, Samsung's been threatening Tizen. For a very long time, many people are going against Samsung's TouchWiz, citing that it's just getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. Don't get me wrong. Yes, I am running a Note 2. Yes, I love my Note 2. However, I hate TouchWiz. Can't stand it. Can't stand it. Yes, I'm rooted. Yes, I'm ROMed again. Yes, I'm running the Google Experience Launcher. Yes, I like it, actually. I really do. I like the device. I like the overlay. I like the launcher. I like the all that kind of good stuff. I do. I can't stand TouchWiz. If I can get rid of it, I do. Number one, it just takes up too many battery resources. Number two, it's cumbersome. The transitions, the bounces, the movements. I don't need all this pretty stuff, okay? Touch the screen needs to act a certain way. If it doesn't, move on. Anyhow, getting back to it. So Samsung and Google have sat down and said, okay, so here's the deal. Either Google is getting upset because Samsung keeps saucing up their operating system, or Google is seriously looking at Samsung saying, okay, look, you're the number one distributor of our operating system. So let's work out an agreement. Now, Samsung can look at this one of two ways and say, A, okay, yeah, sure, we can be a big dog with you guys. Or B, you know, we're just going to go off and do like Amazon did and release our own line. Two problems with this. Tizen has been delayed I don't know how many times already. So Samsung getting out on their own too. Yeah, they could, but why would they? Number one. Number two, it raises something else in my mind. A lot of people are saying that Google's going to be Skynet. No. I think they're missing the point here. Samsung is going to be Skynet. Why? Let's see here. Think consumer household. Okay? What consumer electronic does Samsung not make? Think about that a minute. Come up with anything? All right, let's start at the top. We'll start in the kitchen. Refrigerator. Oh, Samsung makes one of those. Telephone, obviously. Stove, yep, Samsung makes one of those. They even make a sink set, folks. Washer, dryer, Samsung. TV, Samsung. Thermostat, Samsung. Water heater, Samsung. Ceiling fans, Samsung. Computers, obviously. Samsung is all over in your house, folks. Not Google. Google's not Skynet. Samsung's going to be Skynet, and that's the one that's got me worried. Okay? Now, I can hear people foaming at the mouth on this already, and that's fine. Okay? It's my opinion. I this was something that just, it came to me while I was preparing for the show, and I looked at this, I was like, this is getting weird. Okay? Because if Samsung manufactures all these devices and puts the Tizen operating system on it, guess what? It's not going to be Android. Well, it'll be Android, but it's going to be forked Android. Okay, so it's not going to be like pure Android. It's not going to be like a Google Experience Android. You get me? So Samsung could very well be Skynet. Okay, Google is to Android as Samsung is to Skynet. Good, bad, ugly. I don't know, man. These patent portfolios that Google held onto from Motorola could give it, but last time I looked, there wasn't a Motorola washer dryer. Was there? There wasn't a Motorola dishwasher or refrigerator or stovetop or anything like that? Was there? No. Motorola's been cell phones. Samsung is that home integration. Here I go back again to CES. The Internet of Things. Being connected. DVD players, Blu-ray players, TVs, entertainment consoles, entertainment systems, gaming systems, you name it. In the consumer household, Samsung is there. Air conditioners, air conditioning window units, for those of us who don't have the entire household experience. Are you following me where this is going? Backup electrical systems. You name it. If you wanted to furnish an entire house with Samsung electronics, you could. Now, you put Tizen on all these devices so they can be the, quote, Internet of Things. For those watching the enhanced radio, I've got the little quotation marks going on there. The Internet of Things, okay, that could be good and bad. And it could be really ugly if they throw something in there and say, okay, come to life. Samsung. Possible Skynet. I don't know. Their association they got going on with Google, citing that, you know, they're going to play nice. And this is the gist out of the pages and pages and pages and pages and stories and stories and stories and stories that I read concerning this little situation. Here it is. Google and Samsung are going to work together on a few, quote, Play Edition devices. This goes back to nixing of the Project Nexus, okay? So they're going to work together on some Play Edition devices. And with these Play Edition devices, obviously, it's going to have the Samsung sauce. It's going to have TouchWiz. It's going to have S-Apps. It's going to have S-Voice. It's going to have S-Calendar. It's going to have S-Translate. It's going to have S-Knox. And some of the bigger devices, it's even going to have an S Pen. Okay? Here we go. Samsung devices, real simple. If you don't know the way it works, pick a noun and put an S in front of it, and you have the Samsung sauce. S Calendar, S Meeting, S Knox. Okay? I mean, Galaxy Gear. Oh, by the way, Samsung also went on the book citing, hey, guess what? We're going to keep up with the Joneses and we're going to manufacture, wait for it, wait, Samsung Galaxy Glass. They just talked about it. That's it. Okay. At this point in time, it's dust in the wind. But, yeah. So they've got the Galaxy phones. They got Galaxy Gear. And now they're going to do Galaxy Glass. Okay, back to where I was. So the S apps are all part of the Samsung sauce. Those of you out there in the developer community who know about rooting and ROMing know that Google comparative apps, their calendar, their launcher, they have Google Now over S Voice. They have Google Translate over S Translate. Okay, they don't really have a security app. Well, they've got Device Manager. Okay, there was an update that I read about. I haven't installed it yet, but there was an update that I read about where you could start to install certificates for VPN encryption, but I haven't checked the legitimacy of that, so you might have heard it here, but I can't guarantee that it's solid. So, S apps versus Google apps. In a Play Store device, I don't want the sauce. That's just the bottom line. That's what this all comes down to. If it's a Play Store device, it doesn't need the sauce. It needs to be Google. It needs to be pure experience. If it's going to be CyanogenMod, that's fine. I'll go out and get that new Oppo device. It's got that camera that you can flip around. What is it? 100,000 times before it actually breaks. 270-degree camera, folks. Rate's pretty good. Not the biggest as far as I'm concerned. I think it's under a 5-inch device. But still, is it worth it? Why do I root and ROM? Because I don't like the Samsung sauce. Real simple. I've got Google Now. I don't need S Voice. I've got the Google Calendar. I don't need S Calendar. I've got Google Translate to manage my foreign voice needs if I need it. I don't need S Translate. S Knox, I'm not in an enterprise situation. And even in a situation like that, I probably wouldn't advocate for BYOD. I'd say, you want me to be on call? You supply the device. It just makes it easier that way. That's just all there is. Now, granted, yes, my Note 2 does have the S Pen. Do I use it as much as I thought I would? To be completely honest, no. I mean, it's a nice, neat, nifty thing, but it's more niche than anything. I don't use it as much as I use. Honestly, I use Swipe more than I do my pen, to be absolutely, totally, and completely honest. But the whole thing, it boils down to Samsung sauce versus the Google Android. Now, what is this? You know, what's the good, the bad, and the ugly on this one? I would like to be able to look and say that Google is in control of their operating system. Am I saying it's closed? No. The Linux kernel is designed to be open. And Mr. Old School, I can already hear you arguing, and that's perfectly fine. You and I will talk about this again later. But Google is open. It's not a we the people thing, okay? But it is open source. It's designed to be supported by the developers and the developer community. That's just all there is to it. You can't secure something that's open because there's going to be a back door somewhere. Hence the reason why all the problems Samsung's having with S Knox. This is another avenue, tangent, push, turn, twist, flip, whatever you want to call it, to get Tizen to come online. Because then Samsung can patch up those holes and Android can still remain pure. Am I looking for Tizen to come out? Yes. Why? Because then I can get all the Samsung crap off of my device. I don't like the sauce. That's just all there is. I mean, Jack, you put it best. You got these devices that come out, and they're neat, and they're super, and everything like that, but they've got all this sauce on them. Yeah, it's true. Mr. Old School, thank you once again for that term. I can't top it, man. all this sauce comes in on these devices, and I tell you what, my lady, I love her to death. She actually told me the other day she likes her HTC One better than my Note 2. And I was pleasantly surprised. I really was. I won't say I was shocked, because the HTC One is a nice device. It's sharp, it's sleek, it's sexy, it's good looking. Those front-facing speakers are really good and everything like that. And she said that she actually likes hers better than she does mine. Now, spec for spec, I do like the Note 2. Why? Better battery, better screen. One thing she holds against it is it does not have a very good battery life, which, unfortunately, I know, but unfortunately, there's not too much I can do about it. I got her a charger she can carry around all the time. I mean, you know, and that works. Plus, she's close to a place where she can plug in a lot. Okay? So, you know, she works from home. She can keep her phone on the charger a little bit. She hasn't voiced that it's a big problem. She's got a charger in the car that she can use when she's out and about. It works. It's functional for her. There's a device out there for everybody, and I'm telling you, she likes it. I digress. I apologize. Back up. Samsung versus Google. The sauce. Good, bad, ugly. I think it's bad, and I think it's ugly. I don't like it. I prefer the pure Google experience. I've said it multiple times. I need to stop saying it. But, you know, it's just, that's what it comes down to, folks. It's all the sauce. Okay, Google and Samsung, they're going to start playing nice with each other concerning this. They're going to come down and they're going to come up with a deal between the two of them to where they don't have to argue all the time, to where they don't have to sue each other, to where they can keep, you know, some of the patents and some of the agreements together. You know, I think this the original arrangement that I read was Samsung is going to produce a line of Play devices. And these Play devices are going to be designed in such a way that you can remove the Samsung sauce if you want. Now, whether they're going to be unlocked, I don't know. Okay, because you start talking unlocked devices and you're talking a totally different ballgame. And Tom Wheeler and the FCC, they got their own ball of wax going on over there. But it comes down to, what do you want your device to do? That's, strangely, the bottom line. Do you want something to be able to utilize in a BYOD executive environment? Then I'm going to have to tell you, Android's not your kitten. That's not the thing that you need for that particular setting, because Android isn't designed to be secure, unfortunately. Now, some of the new Samsung devices that have SNOX, when they get all their problems worked out, which in 4.4 that's supposed to be resolved, which, by the way, newsflash, in Samsung Galaxy S4, I believe on certain carriers, a 4.4 update is on its way out, just in passing. No news on when it's going to hit the Note series or anything of that nature. But, you know, that's, Samsung is working hard on this. You know, so Samsung and Google playing nice, I can see good things with that, but there's something else that's just bugging me here. Because, as I mentioned earlier, Google is on a buying spree. They bought Boston Dynamics, they bought DeepMind, and if you don't know what Boston Dynamics is, get on YouTube and do a search for Boston Dynamics. It will scare you. It will. DeepMind, they're an artificial intelligence. So, think about this. 2 weeks ago, rewind, way back machine, 2 weeks ago, for those of you who might have noticed, I didn't notice because I was at work when this happened, but Google services went down for about an hour. Why? Because they had an automated script that didn't populate correctly. And then it corrected itself. So this is a self-monitoring system. Now, I can hear you already. I can hear you. Piper, you just said Samsung was a Skynet. This sounds like Skynet. Self-monitoring, not self-aware. There's a difference. Okay? A computer can monitor itself to make sure that it works correctly. If it is self-aware, which is where a lot of these Internet of Things devices are getting worked in, that is where I start to have a little bit of a problem. Now, however, Boston Dynamics is a robotics company, and they do some pretty neat, nifty things, you know, and this could be something that could be open for debate eventually. And if, you know, the next few years are going to be pretty interesting, because I think that Samsung's looking at Skynet. Some of these other, you know, there's other bloggers and journalists that are out there, Phil Nickenson among the top of them, citing that with Boston Dynamics and DeepMind, Google is really starting to look like Skynet. Okay? Where all this is going to go, I don't know. But technology is advancing. It is. It's moving forward. It's just all there is to it. Whether we want to admit it or not, technology is advancing. The Internet of Things is becoming more and more complicated. We, as individuals, are more and more connected to our devices and our social groups. Period. I mean, right now, right here, I'm recording a podcast on a computer. And those of you out there that listen to it, you will be consuming this podcast. Some of you mobily, some of you on your desktops. But the fact of the matter is, there is distribution away from here. And here is my desk, my studio, my home. There, anywhere from 5 to 25 to 55, across the pond even, to where it's being consumed. Okay? The Internet of Things, everything is connected to everything else. It's moving, folks. It's getting smarter. I mean, I don't know what else to say about that. But, you know, things are getting more and more exciting as time goes on. Now, are we going to get all these kinks and various other things worked out? I sure hope so. Because, you know, I'd like to be able to see Android in a BYOD secure environment, but not particularly my Android device. I mean, I'd like to be able to see Android working for the corporate executive. And I know, old school, you're probably yelling, screaming, going nuts right now, and that's fine. I'm cool with that. You can chew my ass about it later on when you're on. Okay? Because for him, in the financial sector, BYOD is bad. It is. BYOD does not work for him because he's dealing with sensitive things. Financial space. Now, I know he's got the corporate executives and the guys at bigwigs and the guys that are up at the top calling him up saying, hey, old school, set up my iPhone on the server. You know, and then that's its own story. Microsoft, however, here we go. Microsoft, yep, I said it. Microsoft is making a push in the executive space with the infrastructure. Now, if I'm not mistaken, old school and I talked about that a few weeks ago, where Microsoft goes in and they push the infrastructure. Matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, Crackberry.com said about the same thing on BlackBerry and maybe a partnership between the two, but don't hold me to that one. Anyhow, the bottom line, the Internet of Things, being connected with everything else. I've said it. I'm going to continue saying it probably all the way up until the end of the year or until something goes berserk. All right? It's getting exciting. It's moving. It's continuing to advance. It's getting better, bigger, longer, uncut. You name it. It's there. It's on its way, folks. It's on its way. And once again, you know, what do we want our devices to be able to do? Do you want a device you can control your home with? Well, guess what? You're probably going to have to get into something proprietary. Amazon, they've got their Kindles. They're still rumoring about a telephone. They're talking about the set-top box. Samsung, they've got their phones. They've got their fridges. They've got their stoves. White appliances, as guys over in the UK would say. You know, you got their TVs, their Blu-rays, DVDs, all that kind of good stuff. Okay? You know, Nest, matter of fact, recent acquisition by Google. Thermostats, CO2 detectors, fire alarms, stuff like that. Supposed to be able to controlled with an Android device. Schlag, NFC locks, front doors. Hotels are starting to work on it. Once again, I'm still not sure I can trust that with my device, just me, but these things are getting worked out. These things are on the front burner. These things are being sorted by the individuals, the developers, the designers. They are. It's the next best thing, and it's on its way. It's happening, folks, and my time is... I can't believe I've been talking this long already. I really can't, but, you know, what can I say, folks? I do want to thank you all for hanging out with me. It's a little shy this time, I know, but that's the way it works out, right? Don't have somebody else to sit there and talk to. You know, you're just listening to me rattle on and go and go and go and go. Many thanks to all you for downloading. Many thanks to all you for listening. Once again, please don't be scared to hit me up. Find me on Google+. Find me on email. Find me on Twitter if you want. Like I said, I don't do much on Twitter. But if you feel like being out there and hanging out with what I got to say and do, you're more than welcome to. Check us all out right here on the TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. Sunday nights, we got Fight Show Live. Monday nights, typically me. Tuesday night, when MJR's schedule coordinates properly, he's on with the real news. Wednesday night is typically the Spanish announce table. Thursday night is old school with whichever show he's got going on. Typically, it's old school at the movies. Last week, I will say it was a way back throwback. He's resurfaced that one. And that was a really good one. For those of you that are getting up there in age who remember what it was like back in the day, there you go. Take a walk down memory lane, right? We'll all be set adrift on memory bliss, and we'll move on from there. Tune in next week, ladies and gentlemen, as Sam comes back to the show. That'll be a lot of fun, right? Well, once again, I am Piper the DJ. This is episode 72 of Trending Mobile Technology. I'm taking a bite out of the mobile space. Good night.